like that.
Well, try just putting on, even if it takes a hair more time, putting a little bit more of a wry thing on correct.
Track 13.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors and is not for broadcast. The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success. As you well know, a record must break on radio in order to actually provide a living for the artists involved. Up until now, you've had to make these record-breaking decisions on your own, relying only on perplexing intangibilities like taste and intuition. But now, there's a better way. The cut that follows is the product of newly developed compositional techniques based on state-of-the-art marketing analysis technology. This cut has been analytically designed to break on radio, and it will, sooner or later. For the station that breaks it first, the benefits are obvious. You lead the pack. Yes, no matter what share of this crazy market you do business in, no other release is going to satisfy your corporation's current idea of good radio like this one. On this cut, we're working together on the same wavelength in scientific harmony. But remember, this cut is constructed for multi-market breaking now. Don't waste valuable research with needless delay. We've done the hard work of ensuring your success. The final step is up to you. Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The size and shape of the uterus must be determined by bimanual examination and an ectopic pregnancy ruled out before any instrument is passed into the uterus. Before inserting a curette, the uterus is to be pulled down with a Valsalva. This straightens the cervix and the uterus. Then a thick, blunt sound is passed to determine the length of the cavity. The curette is gently passed up to the uterine fundus. Exerting only slight pressure on the scraping edge of the curette, the instrument is drawn down and out of the cervix with a single, slow, even, gentle sweep. The curette is cleaned by moving it to and fro in saline solution, then reinserted and the process repeated, first over the posterior wall, then the anterior, then the corners of the uterus, and finally the fundus from one tubal opening to the other. No to and fro movements are made. Each stroke of the curette must be from above, downward, and out. The broadest curette that will pass into the cervix is to be used. A smaller one may be needed for cleaning out the tubal corners. It is rarely necessary to pack the uterus after curettage. If the patient bleeds too freely during curettage, 5 units of oxytocin injected into the cervical muscle will contract the uterus, reduce the bleeding, and give a firm base for the curette. With pregnancies of a 12-week duration or more, the situation is much more treacherous. One may approach the problem by dilating the cervix and rupturing the membranes with a curette or Alice forceps. Intracervical packing preliminary to dilation and evacuation has also been advocated. Subsequent use of uterotonic agents may aid in the spontaneous expulsion of the uterine contents. If expulsion does not occur or is not complete within 24 hours, the uterus may then be emptied with ovum forceps and curette. The potential dangers in this approach are infection and hemorrhage. The large gravial uterus has a very soft, easily perforated wall, and traumatic injury during instrumentation is not uncommon. More conservatively, the uterus containing a fetus more than 12 weeks of age may be emptied either by vaginal or abdominal hysterotomy.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to yet another installment of The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. You're listening to WFMEU.org. Setting the mood tonight, none other than Mort Schumann, the accomplished Mort Schumann. Countless soundtracks, 5 gold records under his belt. An actor in films. This comes from the album My Death in the year 1969, although he really lived until 1991. We have a lot to get through this evening. We're going to keep things moving at a very moderate pace. Harry Partch up next. He'll be speaking about the Cro-Melodon from the world of Harry Partch.
Cro-Melodon is a reed organ, and something of the sort was necessary in order to get really sustained tones. Like the viola, it is tuned in just intonation. I built the first reed organ from the floor up in London in 1934, and some 6 years later in Chicago, I adapted, that is, rebuilt and retuned an old-fashioned reed organ. The idea of a new instrument and a new concept were always one. They always grew together. The memory of steam engine whistles echoing through the mountains along the Mexican border where I grew up is very poignant. I found a nostalgic impression of these steam engine whistles on the Cro-Melodon. And later, I built a small instrument that I call a blowboy. It is simply a bellows with a 1912 auto exhaust horn and 3 small organ pipes attached. One simply steps on it. It does exactly one thing, but that one thing it does superbly. Following is a short passage from U.S. Highball, subtitled A Musical Account of a Transcontinental Hobo Trip, in which Cro-Melodon and blowboy are used together.
Thank you. Gather together in the hollow of my hand. Watch me take the mountains and fashion silver scales. Hear the flowers of the fields sing for joy. Everyone in the towns, raise your voices. Come close to my heart. Wash away the dust of the earth. Come up to the high mountains. Gray strands spread to form a new phase in the gestation, fitting the sides of the subframe of the planetary seeds of love. We have created a solution to restore our balance with one another in this lattice of creation, and this is heralded by seismic movement, climactic changes, and finally the opening of the path of love. Look you there in the parks and in the tower blocks, with high winds blowing above your heads. Lift up your voices, don't be afraid. touch our tongues as we rise from the waves. Soul birds rising on the wings of the dawn. As I settle on the sides of the sea, I'm born from the thunder to take the free gift of the waters of life. Read loud the name marked upon my ten crowns. May your saints sing me with joy.
I'd like to meet him. Hey, And to begin this portion, we hear Dr. Virchow's Digressions for Chorus, Orchestra, and Computer-Generated Sounds, performed by the combined forces of the schools in Seattle and Tacoma, Washington.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Put your hand against mine. You believe the Lord right now. If you have a fixed child, I pray that you have a fixed mind. Countless thousands have been stored this way into the United States and other nations. Lord, I believe the faith and I pray for you. God, you're looking upon me. God, you're right there. Oh, God, you're everywhere throughout the whole world. And oh, God, lay a healing hand on the sick and afflicted now.
Direção do sol e das estrelas, no oásis escondido, água ele vai achar. Pois o homem de véu azul é o prometido de Alá. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro. seu cavalo preto brilhante. Ele vem todo de azul, orgulhoso e confiante, trazendo seu rifle embalado, sua adaga tiracolo, sempre pronto para o que der e o que vier. Pois ele é sentimental, humano, é nobre, é mouro, é muçulmano. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuareg.
And good evening again, dear listeners. If you're still here, I assume. Your theta waves are in sync. Or you just liked what you just heard. Gal Costa, the psychedelic sounds from Brazil. Via Gal Costa. Tuareg is the track we heard there. 1969. Bookending today's show. 1969. As that Mort Schumann earlier, same year. In front of that, Elsa Justel. From her CD, Mats. Born in Argentina in 1944. Though residing most of her life since 1988 in France. Teaching electroacoustics, computer music. Playing all over the world. Another accomplished electroacoustic talent. Elsa Justel. Just in front of that, in Slaughter Natives. From their first album. We heard Death, Just Only Death. This being brand new, reissued by Infinite Fog label on vinyl for the first time. While first released on cassette, of course, by Cold Meat Industry, now we can drop the needle on some blood red vinyl in Slaughter Natives. Always loved this project. I believe all these CDs are going to be coming out on vinyl, it seems. When I hear the word series, that's what I think. Good news there. And from last year, 2024, we heard from Matmos. Mud Dauber Wasp. This comes from the Return to Archive album. This is where they used samples only from Folkways releases. Pretty great idea. And of course, it was released, had to be, on Smithsonian Folkways. A lot of wonderful material to work with from that label. I can only imagine how much fun it was going through all that material. Drew and Martin right there. In front of that, Joris de Leyt. This comes from a box set. SEM, etc. From Metaphone. The label that does such a nice job on these electroacoustic box sets. 2014 was the year. Ut en Andere was the title of the track we heard. And just before that, from El Salvador de Manomancer, Storming Blood and Lava. A brief track there from the album Poisoner of the New Black Age. One fellow here behind this project, de Manomancer. In front of that, Christoph K. Roll, probably one guy behind this project as well. Christoph Belize City from CD Carazon Road. You heard an excerpt there from 1993. In front of that, Ivan the Tolerable. From an album Vertigo from last year. We heard Salon Music. And just before that, brand new stuff, Jet Ski. Not even out yet. Coming out first week of September. I think September 2nd. On Housey Mountain. We heard a track, The Getaway. The album is entitled The Radiant Rash. Jet Ski. In front of that, Francois Bale. Reissued as a triple LP, Migo GRM in the year 2013. L'Expérience Acoustique. Oh, we heard there. La Langue Inconnue. Inconnue. The unparalleled Francois Bale. Before that, we heard Nocturnal Emissions from the 1987 World Is My Womb. We heard Selling a Phase. And before that, Jean-Jacques Perret from Moog Sensations. We did hear the title track, Moog Sensations. Moog. Don't want the pronunciation police after me. Just before that, Paul Hamilton and Joseph Duarte, otherwise known as the Bombay Ducks, an excerpt, Dance Music. This comes from a 1980 compilation, Hoisting the Black Flag on the United Dairies label. And we started our set so many minutes ago with Harry Partch from the world of of Harry Parch. The Wild and Wonderful World of Harry Parch. So I think we are done, caught up at the end of another episode. Thanks for being here. Always a pleasure. Signing off for WFMU.org, my name is Andy Ortman, and you have been listening to The Eternal Now.